Welcome to GamerCast. This is episode 67. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and this is being like broadcasted and recorded
live on
today.
A really hot, sunny Sunday afternoon. Cool, look at that sky.
15th of April.
Yeah, it's the 15th of April.
Look at that sky, yeah, it's cloudy now.
Yeah, it seems to be really kind of in the morning, then it's blistering hot, and then in the evening. The clouds only seem to come out in the evening and the morning now. Strange. Right, so letters. We've got a really big sucker of a letter today.
Well, a while back. You can read this.
Ooh.
Try to make it bigger for you.
Yeah, that'll do it. Guys, chill with the PS3 hating. I am an avid listener to your podcast. It's a webcast. And enjoy the banter and research that comes with each
research?
Show. We just follow along stuff.
Catherine does all the research.
It used to be lots of good research, and then I ended up being in full-time employment. But anyway, yeah, I did the research for the show. However, I can't understand why you chose to pick sides and have... Stop putting the MSN in front of my...
Well, it's not my fault Catherine's talking.
However, I can't understand...
Hey man, do you like my picture of a wombat?
Yeah, I know, I've liked that for quite some time. Wombat power! However, I have...
Sorry, I'll stop interrupting you.
Yeah, because I'm going to read the same sentence God knows how many times, and you don't want to have to edit it.
I'll just let you carry on doing it.
However, I can't understand why you've chosen to pick sides, have created a video game war between Xbox combined with Nintendo against PS3. Hey, I didn't create it. It was already there.
Well, hang on. The Wii is a fad. Right. It's just Xbox.
I like my Wii...
When was the last time you played on your Wii? A
couple of days ago.
Exactly.
I don't get much chance to get in front of the TV.
Archie's.
I like my PC.
Oh, how convenient.
It is oblivious that the two consoles released prior to the PlayStation will gain sufficient market share. I'm no expert, but it's...
Shall I just read it?
Yeah, you read the next
one. Right, where are you at?
Start from there.
It's obvious that the two consoles released prior to the PlayStation will gain significant market share. I'm no expert, but it's obvious. Yeah, it is obvious. The PS3 is here and is here to stay and will sustain the onslaught brought on by Microsoft and Nintendo. Sustainability is the biggest test. I won't be surprised if the W2, whatever that is, dwindled much like its predecessors, and the Xbox, well, it'll simply be replaced.
I think he means the Wii.
Spell it right, it's lowercase. Will simply be replaced by and whatever, changing it, blah, 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 blah. I made a big mistake buying the original Xbox. Why did you want to play a PS2 game? Right, therefore it has scared me. I own a PS3, it's great. Resistance is fantastic and Motorstorm is fun online.
Right, let me just interrupt you there. Can you please go press the donate button, because you must have so much money given to you by Sony to say something like that.
I would like to see more games coming out, which is a problem. Yeah, it's a problem.
Damn right.
Where's Oblivion, man? Coming soon. Yeah. Where am I? When I bought my PS2 on launch, I remember saying the same thing. SSX is the only good game.
You know what it wasn't? When I bought my PS2 on launch, I had SSX and Tekken Tag, and I was quite happy with just the both of them.
Oh man, what a pile of crap. Pro Evo is a joke, it isn't anything like PS1, where are they? Blah, 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 blah. And lo and behold, it became the biggest selling. Okay, so basically what the dude is saying, then he goes on to say, Dance Mats, Guitar Hero, SingStar, blah, blah, blah. Keep up the good work, guys, and stop being so one-sided. Impartiality is the key to success. Ha ha, look forward to hearing your response. Right, let's ban his IP.
Ban, ban.
On a more serious note, it's good that we get feedback like this. Although I think his conclusions are all wrong.
Look at the figures. Every week we give you hardcore figures. And look at the sales as well. Look, you pretty much... people are fighting for Wii's in America and UK, because as soon as they come in, they go back out the door.
Yeah, we had some in on Friday. They were gone within an hour.
Yeah, Pete was saying. And
Pete can shut up and stop like saying everything I say.
And everybody's got PS3s. You still have PS3s? Or have you sold out now?
we've still got the very same piles we had on launch day. They've not moved.
It's dead weight. It's dead weight.
It is dead weight. It's like crushing the store.
They'll come through the ceiling. Small child crushed by PS3.
Right, so basically what he's arguing is... look, the Wii's gone up like 500,000. The Xbox is going down. I think they're having to revise their figures. Where has it gone? Here it is. Basically, he's saying PS2 and PS3 launches look the same. There's no good games. But the difference with the PS2 and the PS3 is the PS2 didn't have an Xbox released the year before, kicking ass. That's the difference here, which is why the Xbox 360 will win the thing.
Well, yeah. When the
he says Dance Master and Guitar Hero, Xbox 360 has Guitar Hero 2 with a wireless controller which works on a PC. Enough said.
Do we see anymore? No. I must admit, when I got my PS2, the only console I had.
When
at the
you
time,
got your PS, sucker.
All I had was
sucker.
An N64.
Get a computer. Get a real game machine.
The only other
Quake
choice.
2.
Shut.
With my Voodoo
shut.
2 card.
Shut. Oh. Shut up. You're drooling on yourself.
Tell me to shut up, man. It's my show. Who the hell is Meep? Who's this? I'll carry on.
We're the only other choice is Dreamcast.
Captain Albert, whatever it is, Wesker, Albert, Colonel, whatever.
Guy with the red eyes. Yeah.
El Shamu. Carry on.
So yeah,
I'll stop interrupting now.
It was the only choice, and it was the next gen. And when the Xbox came out, it was kind of like, Microsoft. Will it work? Paul, shut up about Halo. Paul, shut up about Halo. Paul, sell me Halo. And it just kind of went from that way. And then all of a sudden, I went in and pissed everybody off by trading in my PS2 and buying an Xbox. And I was happy as Larry.
You didn't piss me off.
Well, no.
I said, when the Xbox One came out, this thing is going to win.
Do you know, sir, the only disappointing thing I've got about
I'm so good at predicting what's going to happen.
I'm only
I used my magic crystal pocket PC and it tells me all the figures.
I actually only have one little quim about the Xbox. The only one disappointment I've got.
What's
and it's,
that?
And it's big. You ready? The fact that I sold mine.
You saw.
Because I sold it for an Xbox 360 that lasted 2 days. And then I got replaced it for an Xbox 360 that only lasted a week, and then the other one lasted ages and then died. And
here
now I have
go.
A Wii.
Adam is moaning.
But I'm going to be back. I will be having my 360 back.
I have a launch Xbox 360. It works fine. Catherine has a launch 360. It works fine.
Yeah, but you got premiums. I got the stupid core edition that's crap.
I choose.
I want a premium. I want an elite.
Well, get one then. Stop going on about it and buy one.
No, no, yeah. If they were out, I'd go buy one tomorrow. If I had enough money.
Yeah, if I had enough money.
We'll wait till payday.
Right, so yeah, but basically, I think that's why it's wrong. The PlayStation 3. Even the most fanboyish PlayStation people have all bought Xbox 360s.
But the thing is, we do like this letter because we are about fact and opinion. We take the facts there, but we
yeah,
give our opinion.
The fact is, my opinion is fact.
Yeah. But we like the fact that we...
Because my opinion is generated from fact. It's not just me making guesses. It's me taking in all the evidence, putting it through my brain, and spitting out
right,
the conclusions.
Right, I have one thing here.
Dude, if this, you're going to criticise me, look out.
No, I'm not criticising you. This guy has a PS3. So what I'm saying to him is, we want you to send in an audio review of the PS3, because neither of us have played one.
Yeah.
We want a review on the PS3. We want to know what you think's good about it. And let's
here you go. Do have like a 5-minute review or like a 2-minute review of a game on the PS3, and we'll put it on the show.
We'd love that. That'd be brilliant.
And I reserve my right to hit pause and put my comments in there. Because that's just too much fun.
Yes, it is. Right, next letter. Was another one, wasn't there? rowing the boat.
Yeah, there is another one. Catherine says she bought Tomb Raider Legend because it's only like 12 quid or something on HMV, so she's going to play it when I'm round. Great.
Tomb Raider. I like Tomb Raider. It was good.
Tomb Raider.
I had the demo on my 360 and I played it constantly.
Tomb Raider. We're only at Tomb Raider 1.1. Everything else just is just an expansion pack for the first game.
Yeah.
Right, so I think that's actually it, like letter-wise. Oh yeah, we had the other thing.
Yeah, that's what I love about.
On the PlayStation, yeah, on our PlayStation 3 production being stopped post the April Fool thing we did for the episode 2 weeks ago. He basically says this is from Patrick Kielhofer, I think you pronounce that. It's probably wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But he can email us an audio letter saying how to pronounce it.
Yeah. Till then, he's called Kielhofer. Kill the Hoff! You know.
Dude, stop interrupting me.
Michael Knight from Knight Rider. He's the Hoff. Kill the Hoff. It's a made up name. Patrick Kill the Hoff. Patrick Kill the Hoff. No! Right, Karen, I'm not going to interrupt.
My first thought was, please tell me this is a joke. After reading the article, I scrolled back up and saw the date. What's kind of sad is it was almost believable.
Yeah.
It was believable to Adam.
The fact he cloned the bloody website and put it on his server to make me believe it, instead of just telling me the info, he actually showed it to me.
Right. So what you got stuff to talk about?
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you very much for that letter, especially the dude who said that in, which was Sonid.
Yeah.
Sonid.
Sonid.
However you pronounce that.
Sonid. Doesn't that sound close to Sony?
Well, it's almost Sonic, isn't it? Maybe it's a typo, because the C and D are like near each other. So.
Yes, they are very.
Maybe we'll just call him Sonic.
Sonic! I like Sonic, he's cool. Little blue hedgehog! Right. Show me the next one. Show me the money.
Hang on. Let me check the forums.
Check the forum.
Oh, good. We didn't have much on here. We had a Vengeance of Night saying, throughout the whole episode, you kept saying Spider-Man 2. Zombie Jesus!
Yeah, but we were talking about Spider-Man 2 as well as Spider-Man 3.
What the hell's he on about?
You don't know.
Right, so yeah, that's it. So feedback can go to feedback at gamercast.net. It can be left.
Mongoose is in the house.
Well, hey, Mongoose, it can be left on gamercast.net as well, on the blog thing, or you can join the forums at portal.forums.net and then, like, hang out on there and annoy Mongoose and, Jet Andre and all those people who are on the thing. Right, so anyway, on with like stuff that's been going on now, because we're 50 minutes into the show. So yeah, let's do some news.
Right. Dindalin, dindalin. News today!
It's not today, it was like last week, but we do it on a Sunday, so we get the old news.
Really, we're old school. We're really sorry. Our heads are drooped to the floor and looking at the carpet of Paul's bedroom, thinking, we don't care. Right.
Hey man, don't run my carpet.
Yeah, it's very blue.
Apart from the stuff under the rug, which is like worn out.
It's blue. I like blue. Well, put the.
It is, it's up there. Sony Bin's 20GB PS3 model.
Yep.
So you're on the webpage as well.
Let's have a look.
Games by Comrade. Whatever.
Consumers favoring the high end 60GB model 10 to 1. Sony Computer Entertainment America has confirmed that it's axing the
$500 20GB version of PlayStation 3 in favor of the far more popular 60GB model.
Who'd want to go for a smaller version when it's not upgradable?
Well, it's $100 cheaper. Although there are still 20GB versions available in stores, Sony won't be replacing them once stock runs out. This is based purely on consumer and retailer demand, which favored the 60GB model, which comes in at $600. It's ridiculous. So yeah, they're phasing the 20 gig model out, which is actually great news because, well, it makes the PS3 even more expensive.
Yeah, they're also saying for those existing 20 gig. I was reading that.
Oh, sorry.
For those existing 20 gig PS3 owners, Katsurak, or what's he?
What are you on about?
What's his?
Karaka
confirmed the full PlayStation support will continue to be available.
Furthermore, whoa, man, that sounds exactly like my April Fool press release.
As is customers these days, Karaka also took the opportunity to take a swipe at Microsoft.
Customary these days.
Current 20 gig consumers will still be.
Hang on, I'll read this because I have to do it in a good voice.
Go on then.
Current 20 gigabyte consumers will still be 100% supported with software and services. He boasted, since all PS3s had the same basic architecture, unlike if Microsoft were to stop selling their core system, which blah 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 blah. So I bet, yeah, he's... whatever. Whatever, dude. Nobody cares.
Yeah, but the cool thing is, there isn't actually anything different between both of those Microsoft consoles, bar the fact one comes with a hard drive strapped on and use a different colour disc tray. So if they stop producing the core, it just means that they would replace you with a premium one. And either give you a hard drive, or they just yank the hard drive off first.
Yeah, removable hard drive for the win.
Exactly. So, next on the list.
Next, PS3 flop. Yeah, I was going to talk about the PS3 being a flop.
Go on then.
But we sort of already have covered that, didn't we? So yeah, first week of sales in Europe of PS3 were quite good. They weren't as good as PlayStation Portable. But then we did, the week after, I think we mentioned that sales were down 82%.
Mm.
I'd now like to say that sales have gone into reverse, with PlayStation 3s now being refunded instead of being bought. So Monday, for example, we sold a grand total of minus two PlayStation 3s, which is different than like the normal zero.
Yeah.
So instead of zero, it's now minus two. Though nobody refunded one today, which is disappointing.
How many are out there?
From Gabe.
How many have been sold now, including the...
100 maybe, 150, I don't know. Not many.
No.
Not many when you consider the two stores that were there before shifted that many Xbox 360s.
Right.
Next right, left. Well, shall we just touch on the sales figures?
Yeah, go on, let's hit the
we
sales
won't mention
figures.
That, because that's bad. We will mention that PlayStation has gone up like 10 consoles since last week. But the Wii has like shot up 500,000. See, look, funky graphs, man. Right, we don't need that anymore. So yeah, the Wii has gone up.
I think the Wii figures are actually held back by the fact of.
I think the Wii figures are actually bogus. I don't think they're real. I don't see how they've shifted that many.
Yeah, they're not about.
Exactly, I never see them. I work there, I never see any.
Yeah.
Because when I say some came in on Friday, yeah, like one came, well, three came in on Friday, or it's pathetic figures like that. So I'm quite skeptical about the Wii figures. They're a lot higher than what. Well, they're definitely not that high in Europe. Mm. Maybe they're flogging really well in Japan, which is pushing up, but in Europe, they're. They might be selling faster than the 360, but in all honesty, it's probably about level.
Yeah.
With PS3 selling about zero or minus on some days.
Curious to see what the sales are doing for... Because I know they're doing really bad in America, but I wonder what the sales for PS3 are like in...
Japan. Who knows, man? I don't speak Japanese.
I know there was, like what we did on that show, where there was a massive sellout of... DS's. They actually had to come out and put a sign out because people that were queuing for the PlayStation 3 got so bored of waiting that they all went into the store regardless of there being a queue and went and bought DSs and stood outside and all played LAN matches. And they sold out of DSs. Which is pretty crazy. Right, what are you looking for now?
I'm just bringing up an article I read the other day. This is an article by, this is Dennis Dyack, I guess you pronounce that, who's basically saying that we're moving to a one console industry.
I must admit, look at the fighting between companies. For the PC, it's one console because it's a generic console. Everyone's got a different PC because PCs do more than just play video games.
But it's one platform.
Yeah, which lots of people can all make a game that
and
will
the
all
platform
run.
Is Windows. Mm. Not Mac.
They have World of Warcraft now.
I heard that for a while.
I wonder if people have played World of Warcraft on a Mac actually admit it freely on the service.
Probably, because you know what they're like.
I'm on a Mac, you noob. You're not joining our guild, you're on a Mac. You're lost.
We don't want your low frame rates ruining our action.
Yeah. Go sit by that tree and count sheep while we go kill something.
No, running ahead of us so we're all busy killing you.
We'll protect you, honestly. We'll let our level 1 mage protect you with his amazing heal powers. Right,
so yeah, a bit on this one console future thing. A lot of people say, oh, it's bad because there's no competition, blah, blah, blah. But it's good because there's only one platform.
Mm.
One platform means you don't have to worry about buying a game which isn't on your platform. You don't have to worry about a game you want on your platform not being available because there's one platform. One.
Yeah. I must admit, it's a shame that earlier on there wasn't a... You know, like you could go buy a Mega Drive or a Super Nintendo.
Ugh.
And then all of a sudden we went to CD. It's a shame that when it all came out on CD that if you bought a Dreamcast game it would have worked on your PS2 or it would have worked... At a set level, the games, the way that we make video games was actually on a format like PC, and people just made these consoles that were a wraparound with features of this set format, and everybody ran to it like DVD and stuff and PC.
So, in other words, you're talking about a PC, which has got a totally custom set of software. Which is dedicated solely to playing games.
Yeah. But companies make their own ones.
But Microsoft supply that software and the platform itself, and third parties build their own versions of it and so on.
Mm.
That is Microsoft's ultimate aim.
See, that would be cool.
Because Microsoft is not a hardware company.
Mm.
They only make hardware when Sega fails to deliver in the console market, so they have to personally intervene to make sure their software is being used.
Mm.
Like with Zoom, which is, in my opinion, a massive mistake.
You know, if you could go out and buy...
Just give the flipping money you wasted developing that to Samsung and Creative and so on and get them to actually do something.
You go out and buy the new Funbox. You know, this is a non-existing console, but it's a Funbox, and it's an MP3 player and a DVD player, and it's your own home server and it surfs the internet. But it's licensed to play 360 games. You know, so you could go out and buy another console, but you know that you just go buy 360 games for it and stuff like that. Different choice. But still buying this, going off the same platform.
Of course, the bad thing is, well, less so with the fact if third parties were making the hardware, but if you have one company doing it, yeah, and that one company would get stale, which is what Sony happened with the PS2. They said, Dreamcast won't be much of a problem. Well, not in Japan and North America, because someone would just buy our stuff there.
Lack of competition makes everything go kind of stale. So.
But that's why you need the communist revolution, comrade. Because then the workers can drive development at the production level and not at the market level. Because if you do it at the market level, you waste so much resources putting crap into the market which nobody wants.
Yeah.
You control it at the production level by democratically electing management of industry. Kutaraki would have been voted out so fast.
His bum wouldn't have hit the concrete. Right, next issue, next article.
This is your Resident Evil nonsense.
Yes, Resident Evil 4. Hands on. Can I get the full article? Think up. I was going to read the title. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Do you know what the title is?
Capcom unveils the latest version of the classic survival horror, titled, redubbed, Resident Evil 4.
Dude, stop just reading the web page as is. That's so illegal.
I was just reading the initial... Okay, so basically, Resident Evil 4 is getting a rehash for the Wii, using the Wii Remote's first-person system. Man.
Because that's hip, isn't it?
Blech. So that means that you get to use the pointer system to be able to move a reticle around and shoot the zombies. So it is more of a third-person shooter control system, unlike before where you were having to hold down one of the shoulder buttons to be able to stop still and actually move the cursor around to shoot someone. Now you're actually using the Wii Remote like a gun. A little bit like Red Steel. But yeah, that wasn't that great. I don't like my copy. But yeah, it's a complete rehash of it, which will be nice considering the fact it's a good game. I must admit, it's looking pretty sweet, so I don't know if it's a complete remake, but to be honest, they have put games from the GameCube on the Wii before, like Legend of Zelda was a GameCube design game that was bumped up onto it, which they fully admit. They said that graphically, Legend of Zelda is not as good as it should be because of the fact it's a GameCube port, a high-end GameCube port, which has been polished for the Wii, but if they made it specifically for the Wii, it would look a hell of a lot more better. So, don't expect
Everyone would have to wait an extra 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, they wanted to be able to. It's the first time they've ever been able to release a Legend of Zelda game on release, which was nice. Resident Evil 4, to be honest, I'll go out and buy it because I've only ever played it over my friend's house. I've never owned a copy of it myself on the Cube. So, I'll be looking forward to this as a preemptive strike before
preemptive strike. What are you, George Bush? Gee, let's bomb
don't
someone.
Be insulting.
Let's bomb someone anyway. Oh, look, that dude down there, look, he's putting a nail into a wooden plank. Let's bomb him.
Really?
That's what preemptive means. Gee, oh look, that person might be making a weapon, i.e. a board with a nail in it, so let's bomb.
That's what I meant. Preemptive. I mean, before, if you let me finish my sentence, a preemptive strike before Umbrella Corporation comes out. So before that game comes out,
dude, this is not the weather for umbrellas.
It's hot. You want some shade.
That's indoors.
Well,
we should record GameCast outside.
Can you do that? We could do it with the. Would you get enough bandwidth with the tablet?
Dude, we only need like 36k bandwidth.
Sweet. So we could go sit outside of some deck chairs. We need to get a decent microphone. I'm going to have to look into researching a decent cheap
What's
microphone.
Wrong with my 12-year-old 50p microphone?
Because you have to keep blue tacking it to the table from time to time.
It's not blue tack. Look, no blue tack on it. See? There. Don't hit it.
So
you'll kill everyone.
Some kid's walking down the street listening to the show and I tap it and he scared the shit out of me. Sorry. Yeah, so... Ooh, Resident Evil 4 on the Wii. Another port, but sometimes games like that are cool because you're getting the new control system for the Wii. Right, what was next?
Oh, dude. Command & Conquer 3 demo for Xbox 360.
Yeah, so everybody will be getting their hands on the new demo of Command & Conquer 3, which will be coming out on the 10th of May.
Well, that's when the game comes out, though, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's
PC, it's already out.
Yeah, end of March. This RTS plays console system on the 10th of May. So when are they saying that it's going to be coming out on the demo? Maybe it's already out. Or maybe they don't know. The demo will be available for at least the eyes and screenshots and galleries. Oh, who cares? It's out soon, at some point. Buy it on the PC, it's better.
PC, you don't have a webcam support.
Right, so I want to see some kid's ugly mug while I'm trying to shoot him.
Yeah. Take that, you ugly mug.
I'd be so tempted to get a hamster and put a camera in front of it. I'm going to rule you.
Yeah, do that. And then, like, what you need to do is just film, like, people's reactions as they're playing it. Like, you do, like, this huge surprise attack on their base, and they're just like, what, dude? And you film that and put it on the internet.
We're going to have a look, see if someone's posted some stuff. It'll end up on YouTube.
Wacky kid froze fit when playing CMZ3.
Well, remember the chocolate milk?
Remember the Halo 2 dude?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, that was a good episode.
Those people should so be banned. Way to ruin the game.
Kids have got serious attitude problems when it comes to playing video games.
See, Xbox Live back in the olden days didn't have all these kids on it. There's all these grumpy people playing MotoGP. And, like, if somebody, like, nudged their bike, they'd be like, rah. But they wouldn't keep going on about it. They just say, shit, or whatever, and that'd be it.
They would go, they bump along the concrete.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, ah, son of a... So, yeah, so that's coming out.
So, Command & Conquer 3 is a good game. We actually did multiplayer for the first time.
Yes.
Last night or the night before. I'd like to say I won. And the game lasted 4 minutes and about 30 seconds.
Yeah, because as I was building stuff, I sent my men across to get to garrison a building, and he sent some men across. So I started shooting those, and they garrisoned the building, which meant that they could shoot me freely from that garrison building straight into my base and blew any chance I had of rectifying the situation.
And then you tried to hide your MCV off somewhere, but I had a load of garrison buildings over there as well.
Yes, you killed it.
I totally hide rock in that game.
And the first time I won because your internet connection crashed.
Well, it said I'd won as well because that's, you know.
Yeah.
It's not a win, it's a disconnect.
You defeated.
Disconnect my internet. I saw you creeping around over there, trying to pull out the phone line.
Snap.
Yeah, but yeah, so I was winning that anyway because I was doing the same strategy. I was doing a rush and that would have got you again. No, I wasn't doing. I was doing a different strategy. I was going to do a tank rush instead of an infantry rush. Because I had about 6 Scorpion tanks already built. And I suspect you only had like a barracks with maybe like 2 riflemen.
How'd you build stuff so damn quick?
You click build, and you click build, and you click build. Build, build, build. Mouse. Build, build.
Yeah, considering the fact that when I played the tutorial, I got as far as learning how to unpack.
Oh, that's your excuse for everything.
My ABC. The only reason I knew it back up again. Far that I ain't even got. I've only just got through the end of the tutorial. I've been playing the campaign.
I've completed the campaign as GDI, and I'll probably have the Nod campaign completed either tonight or like next week.
What is those other bad guys? Because I went up against those in a skirmish, and you've got these weird things that look like flies that swarm at you and start attacking.
Skrim.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the aliens.
But they got something to do with the reason why he's a Tiberian.
Possibly. Nobody knows.
The Skrim.
Well, they were in the first game.
Were they?
Yeah, there was one level where it had this like black blob like on the level somewhere. And if you put the mouse cursor on it, it would say Skrim.
And that was it.
Yeah. They weren't actually in it as a playable side. They were just like a thing in the landscape which had a funky thing on it. But yeah, Command & Conquer 3, good game. If you've got an Xbox 360, I highly recommend it. If you've got a PC, I recommend Supreme Commander over it, but there's demos for both of them out there, so download them and check them out.
It's definitely a different type of game. Command & Conquer is classic Command & Conquer controls. I must admit, as soon as I started playing it, I was like, oh, this reminds me of playing Generals at Uni.
Generals?
On Land Match.
That's not a Command & Conquer game. That's a game that tries to rip off the Command & Conquer name.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was kind of like, ooh, yes, this brings it all back. And I was like, yay. But then again, I was remembering, oh, the amount of things I can build in Supreme Commander. I must admit, I overwhelm myself in Supreme Commander, and I always make myself go a little bit too thin on my forces, which is the reason why I keep poning me. Every time we play that certain map, you always build loads of guns in one place and try and bombard me from that place. I'm just going to have to put something there, so when you arrive, you're like, shit, there's something already there.
Dude, I scout the area out first. I just build them somewhere where you haven't built anything.
Yeah, you're very good at scouting.
But yeah, the whole map's just covered in scouts.
Mm.
That's how you win, man. Good recon.
What are your favourite scouts? Actually using the bikes or using the planes?
I use the bikes to start off with, if it's a small map. But I mainly just use aircraft. Because aircraft are better. Mm. They like fly around and make a nice noise. Like, choo! I'm going to replace that with the sound of the plane instead of me making noise. Well, they make that really nice engine sort noise when they're like moving, and you just put the camera like near them and you just hear them fly past, and it's really
you
cool.
Tried doing tagging yet, where you tag the camera to a plane or something?
No.
Bad at doing that, actually zooming in with the map and actually tagging the map to follow a plane. So as it's following round, I can actually see where the scout's looking in the bottom left-hand corner.
Woo, that's fun. Or you can just see where the scout is looking by looking at the shroud, which is being, revealed.
Mm. Yeah, but I'm looking at that zoomed in.
Oh, wow.
It's cool.
I can zoom in as well, look.
No, that's scrolling up and down.
It would be zooming in if this was like a game in focus. Right, so yeah, we highly recommend Command & Conquer 3 for Xbox 360 people.
Mm-hmm.
Because it plays like Battle for Middle-earth. Well, the controls are like Battle for Middle-earth, which is just console perfection.
Mm.
Nearly.
Right, next. I got quite excited when I saw this article. Fair enough, this is a rumour, so...
Rumour, so it's probably just made up by some guy.
Yeah, this was translated from a Asian website.
Korean,
yeah,
dude.
Korean.
The Korean people who like hardcore StarCraft people.
Yeah, so StarCraft 2 beta comes at the end of this year.
Well, can I just do that properly? Rumor, StarCraft, rumor, 2, rumor.
Beta.
Rumor.
End of the year.
Rumor.
Maybe.
Rumor.
Or maybe not.
Rumor. I don't buy it. I don't think Blizzard could be working on that without it hitting my radar earlier.
Also, reports claims that Blizzard's plans to shut down the original StarCraft servers.
That'd be like a mid-2008 release.
Mm.
And I thought they were doing StarCraft Ghost. Where's that?
Mm.
The game, which would have sucked, but where is it?
Yeah,
I don't like the idea of a new race, though.
To be honest, I really think that... If you look at...
To be honest, I would want a remake of StarCraft. Because no matter what they do with the story, it won't be as good. You know, because the StarCraft story, you start out as a bunch of Terran, colonists. There was a bit of a civil war going on. And then these alien dudes show up, the Zerg. So they're just on one of the worlds, doing them mooching around, doing their stuff, killing people, blah, blah, blah. Then the Protoss show up, and it's like... And they just blast the whole planet to smithereens.
What would you say if they just all of a sudden just announced that they're going to make a World of Warcraft massive multiplayer game based off StarCraft?
That would be good, and I would probably get it.
Mm.
Oh no, I dropped my pen. But yeah, StarCraft 2, good idea, but don't screw up the storyline.
Mm.
Especially by having the Zelnaga in it. They shouldn't do that.
Yeah, because it's a shame that they haven't made any more Warcraft games. With the way that RTSs are going these days, it's a shame they don't get back in and make another RTS. Especially with some of the storylines that have been created from World of Warcraft now, which have moved on from the original Warcraft.
We've had enough World of Warcraft... we've had enough Warcraft strategy games. We want StarCraft.
Okay. I want both.
No, I don't want both. I want StarCraft.
More work.
Yes, there is more work. Get and do your show.
Right.
So yeah, that if it's beta by the end of the year, probably mid-2008 release.
Yeah.
If it's true and not made up by some fat Korean dude in his like LAN party for 36 hours straight before he dies of a heart attack, guy.
They are so hardcore.
They're not hardcore. I can take them down easy. I was like, I am undefeated at StarCraft. Apart from a couple of games I've lost. But other than that, I'm undefeated.
Does StarCraft work on Vista.
Yes. Are you prepared to lose?
I haven't got StarCraft, but I know you can get it in sale in the buy summit for something, and I've always wanted to get it, so I might be tempted to buy.
Good story line.
Yeah, I might be tempted to get it, because I like Warcraft.
Well, one of the units in StarCraft says, "This is not just Warcraft in space. It's much more sophisticated." I've forgotten which unit says it, but one of the Protoss units says it. Well, you know, when you click on them loads of times and you keep saying stuff, that's what one of the units say. "This is not just Warcraft in space."
Well.
Well, whatever.
Warcraft. Anything else? Oh, yes.
Well, I was going to mention that Catherine went to Lionhead like last week and played some games.
Yeah? Lucky thing. How did you get to do that with part of our course? Go interview people, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. It was a work experience thing or something, whatever. I don't really know what's what.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, she's typing something, so she may.
Yeah, we'll just put that down there.
She was testing stuff.
Stuff that isn't released. Evil laugh. Right, okay.
Also tried out
some new hardware. Andre wants to know stuff about a driving game.
Okay.
I'll touch on it in a second. Go on about what you're going to say.
I bought myself a couple of those Wii chargers from game. I haven't really played using them yet because I've charged them up. The good advantage is you're not having to try and find someone to charge them. You can plug them via USB straight into the Wii.
Ah, that's better.
Means I'm not going to be chewing through AA batteries. I must admit I did the same thing when I got the
360 mark.
Yeah, the 360. Pretty cool. The only thing I don't like about them is the way that they charge them up is by two metal tabs underneath the remote coming through the casing for where the batteries go, because you have to put a different casing that comes with it, and I'm a bit bothered with sweaty hands. Am I going to be discharging myself through the power pack or whatever?
Well, can't you get one which just uses EM? You can get chargers which, you know, like a transformer.
Yeah.
You've got two sets of coils. Well, you can get chargers which have one set of coils in the battery and one set in the charger, so you can just have a plastic surface and they can still charge.
Yeah. I must admit, if I'm going to see how they are, if they're no good, then I might get myself some of those USB cells, because I can stick two batteries in the back of the Wii. Because I was unaware that power is actually being supplied through the USB while the Wii is in 24 mode. So,
24 mode, what's that?
The update system, Wii 24.
Why is it called that?
It means that it's permanently able to be updated even when the console's in standby mode. So it normally happens during the night. I came down. Another news. Beginning of the weekend.
Or so you finish what you were saying first.
Oh, it basically means because of that system, the console is on. So if you plug anything to the two USB slots in the back, you could charge something up.
Right. So they have the USB ports powered anyway.
Yeah. So they can power up and charge
power.
Charge up your remotes while it's off. As soon as I found that out, I was thinking, that means I've got to keep my Wii on while I'm charging the remotes. But no, it doesn't. You can charge them up anyway, and they stop using the power when you pull them out.
No, they keep using the power when you put them out. By quantum tunneling, the electrons fly over there.
Now I forgot what I was originally going to talk about.
Oh, jeez.
Something about...
You said something about Wii update.
Yes. That was it. With the 24, it's like it came down in the morning and the little slit where you put the CDs, all blue lights, like aliens are taking over stuff. I had to look for the update.
Right, okay.
And they finished with the trial system for the internet. So it's Opera's full internet system that they've designed for the Wii, and it's fully up and running with Yahoo and Google search, and much better. Much better than the trial
Google,
version.
The evil empire. They just bought DoubleClick for $3.1 billion.
They're taking over the internet.
That basically gives them a near monopoly on internet advertising.
That's pretty good considering we advertise for Google.
That's pretty bad because it means they're going to flipping lower our ad revenue.
No, yeah, true. Bad Google. Bad Google.
Just think of all the data they get. Every single person who clicks on one of the double click adverts, they'd have all that. Evil.
Yeah, evil.
Evil.
Right, driving game.
Yeah, Jet Andre posted something in the forums, and it just reminded me on the chat room about driving games. Where was it? Oh, here we go, Need for Speed. So yeah, he basically says, I had Need for Speed Underground 2, and I loved it. This is my Jet Andre voice. This is how I like hear him when I'm reading his posts.
Okay.
I recently played Most Wanted on my friend's PS2, so yes, you guessed it. I'm now in the market for a new NFS game. So the only dilemma I have is whether to get Most Wanted or the newer Carbon. I've read reviews and MS has come up top of the majority of occasions, but I'd like to hear your opinions. So which one, dudes or dudettes? For a start, it's just dudes, okay? Dudettes no longer exist. It's just dudes. It's no longer a gender thing. When I reinvented it like 3 or 4 years back, when it became popular again, I made sure it was just dude.
Mm.
Okay? So you don't need to... Dude, you don't need to do the whole dudette thing. So imposterism says you should get Burnout Revenge. So yeah, what do you think? Most Wanted or Carbon?
I haven't seen Carbon or seen anything that it does. Depends on what console you're going to be buying it on. Obviously, if you're going to buy it on the PS3, there's less stuff on it as usual.
Speak up, dude. I know it's getting to the end of the show and we're like really tired, but speak up.
Yes,
loud.
So be loud. Waha.
Not that dude. Too loud.
Oh, shh. Really quiet. I played Most Wanted on the 360. It was cool, kind of. I did like the whole being chased.
It was cool, kind of.
It's gone back to being a little bit more closer to the original Need for Speed, which is the fact that you're racing around in a souped-up car on the streets and all of a sudden police chase after you. So,
right, because that's realistic.
So,
police chase after you. Yeah, right.
It is kind of cool.
Police stuff in their face with donuts.
You have to slow down and play abide the rules and stuff like that, and it is quite cool, and I must admit I did like it, but to be honest I wouldn't go out and buy it because I was quite happy playing Project Gotham, and that is way 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 much better. I don't know, I would say your best bet would be to actually look to see what the games are offering, to see what's different. Carbon may not be offering the police chase system anymore, so it depends if you want the whole going around the large map and being chased at any time. I didn't like Need for Speed Underground 2 because Need for Speed Underground was good, but I was forever wanting to be able to free roam. As soon as Need for Speed Underground 2 came out and I got it, I was free roaming, but I was kind of like, well,
meh.
What is there to do? I'm just driving around a city. Most Wanted, now you can drive around the city, but you can actually get chased. The system has been unfreed a little bit more because you were so tied down to what you wanted to do. To be honest, if you like Most Wanted, I would say go for Most Wanted first, complete that, then go on to Carbon, because by the time you've got all the way through Most Wanted, which would be cheaper than Carbon is now, Carbon would be even cheaper, so you save yourself more money going through each game.
Well,
than
you don't save yourself money, but you have to buy two games. If you just got Carbon, then you just have to buy Carbon.
Yeah, again, if Carbon is pretty much the same thing with added stuff, then go for Carbon, but if Carbon is a new twist on the Need for Speed Underground system, then I would say then see which you prefer. The whole idea of what Most Wanted is offering, then maybe, you know, Most Wanted is more of you.
Okay, let's resolve this issue. Just wait for Forza Motorsport 2.
Hell yeah, listen to Paul, he knows what he's talking about.
Damn right. And if you don't like simulators, get Project Gotham Racing.
Race a Ferrari around a corner really fast on the Nürburgring. I love the Nürburgring.
So you should.
It rocks.
It's a good track. They should use it for F1. But no, it's too safety dangerous because they need like 50,000 marshals to like be everywhere along the whole circuit. Cheapskates.
Yeah. I would like to have a go on it though. I mean, in real life, actually go on the Nürburgring.
We'll do it. Drive over to Germany for a weekend and just do it.
And he's done it in his Mini. Blew a head gasket going round.
Yeah, go slower.
Yeah, he's got
racing. You see the cam. Rev thing, keep it low.
Yeah, he's got racing cams in his Mini and everything.
When it blew up. Archies.
Put it this way, he left a Z3 for dust on Lysander Road because the Z3 thought, ooh, I can have you because you're just a crappy old Mini. And he just accelerated. The guy couldn't, once he realised that the Mini would go a lot faster than the Z3, he couldn't put his foot down quick enough to catch back up before they caught up to the police roundabout. He was like, yeah, I'd burn out the Z3. He did say, fair enough admitted it, the guy knew how fast my Mini would go, he probably could have beaten me. But at the initial off the set, because he didn't think that he had to put his foot down that hard, he lost the race.
So yeah, I just recommend Forza Motorsport 2. It's coming out next month. There's a demo this month. And it's fantastic.
I will definitely be buying it.
I mean, you know, just the level of customization and tweaking you can do to your car. You know, you can rip the engine out, put a new engine in it, blah, blah, blah.
Forza Motorsports might be what will stop me rebuying Project Gotham 3. It might be, it'll be enough to keep me, it will keep me happy until 4's out, and then I can have both. I want my 360 back.
Well, Forza is good because with Forza 2 now, you could take in-game screenshots, and you can do that in like PGR 2, 3, and Forza 1, and so on. But there was no way to get them off your console. With number 2, they upload to the website, and you can just go to the Forza Motorsport website and download them.
Sweet.
Plus, you've got the auction house as well. So you can, before you could sell a car to your friend or whoever or someone you met online, but now you can actually put them into an auction and so on. And you can actually, when you do the paint job, I'll have to get Catherine to do up a really nice paint job. You can put protection on the paint job, so if somebody buys that car, they can't copy the paint job.
I like that.
So they can't copy it and put it onto one of their cars.
They just own
because
the car.
You can basically save the paint job as a paint job and apply it to any car you have. But you can set a restriction on there so it's your thing. Because you can have like 4,000 layers on the cars now as well. So what you can do, like paint wise, is
amazing. Someone would have to sit there for a long time and actually to duplicate it.
Of course, what I would do is just have one stripe like down the side, because that's all I can do.
I'll make you one, don't worry.
I don't want your crappy one. I could do better than you. I'll have a stripe with like writing on it. You suck. Because that was a big thing you couldn't do in Forza 1. You couldn't just have writing. You could make writing by putting lots of like decals together, but you couldn't just type something in.
Can you do that in this one though?
I don't know. I hope so. But even if you can't, because you've got 4,000 layers, you'd be able to do writing easily if you were just, you know, patient enough to do it. So yeah, Need for Speed, it's nothing compared to Forza. I mean, how can a game with a yearly release cycle be better than Forza Motorsport? How? It can't.
Damn right. Right.
So is that it?
Someone's gone, look left, look right, is. Don't tell me we're still on Need for Speed. Sorry, Mongoose, we're just answering the question.
Yeah, Mongoose, if you've got something better to talk about, let's hear it. Because we're at 55 minutes, and I'm about to fall asleep.
Yeah, I think we've hit the end of the show. It's a bit hot.
Oh, Jet Andre says, is, because I prefer street racers as opposed to track racing. Fine, get Project Gotham. Duh.
Yeah, but I imagine he wants to customize his car.
You can change the color in Project Gotham.
I remember when everyone used to get really hyped up about Juice.
And
the whole thing, it wasn't coming out, and then it got booked. And then by the time it came out, it ended up just like going to platinum really quickly on PS2.
So yeah, is that it?
Yeah, that's all I've got.
Come on, chat room people, you've got 10 seconds to spit out something and then we're ending the show. So feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net or can be left on the blog at gamercast.net. You can also dig the show in your favourite shows. There's a link to do that on gamercast.net. iTunes reviews are good. We like people who review iTunes.
GTA 4.
Oh, we did that last week. Play the trailer. Okay, we played the trailer. I'll just get my joypad out.
Play the trailer, man. Play the... I think they just want to play the trailer.
If they want to hear it, play it themselves. GTA 4 should be good.
It's going to be an ultimate game on the... I must admit, the 360 was good. And then
the 360 was good.
Then
it still is good.
No, it's better.
Oh, okay.
It came out good, it's better. And there was a lull where I was waiting for the good games to come out. And just as they started to come out, mine broke. And I've sat here waiting to get it back again, because I basically said, right, benchmark, I am not going to go past release dates of Halo 3 without an Xbox 360. And there have been some games that have come out lately that have nearly tempted me back. And now I'm like...
Yeah, Meet the Robinsons.
Shut up.
Oh, wait.
It was Gears of War. But,
okay. Close.
But now, the games that are coming out now for the 360, and the way the 360 works, it's like... They need to make a new Mechasol game.
Yeah, the trouble is Faster Studio is doing Shadowrun, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Idiots. Because Mechasol doesn't work on the 360.
No, that's why I got rid of mine. That was really good playing that online with you, where we were running around and getting in our bots and just going around, and you have to jump on the back of someone and hack into them.
Or just jump onto a building and like nobody can see you.
Don't mind me, I'm clinging on here. Ka-chung, ka-chung.
Awesome game. Right, we've had a few topics from people on the chat room. They want us to play the GTA 4 trailer, which we're not going to do because I don't have it on my computer. Mongoose wants me to talk about Windows Vista. Wiss wants me to talk about Shivering Isles.
Vista, LOL, Ultimate Tournament, Unreal Tournament 3, Shadowrun.
So yeah, seriously, dude, we can't talk about all that.
Yeah, we can. Unreal Tournament 3, it's a game. Shadowrun, it's a game. Goodbye.
Oh, no.
Shadowrun, is that one where it's a first-person shooter and everyone's got magical powers?
And yeah, you've got guns and magic. And it's the Xbox 360 PC hybrid game.
So
which you can play multiplayer.
Either way.
Against each other.
You've lost your pen, haven't you?
Yeah, it's too dark, I can't see it now.
Look for it later. Don't wheel anywhere.
I've got the spare one.
So you don't run over. Guns and magic.
Yeah, lame. What a lame magic. How lame. Damn spellcasters. Frick off.
Oh, I made all the leaves rustle outside.
Right, so is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, people, you're going to have to like email us stuff about them, and then maybe we'll talk about all that stuff next week. Or maybe we'll just have our own stuff to talk about. Dude.
Wizard hat time.
Don't just...
They want wizard hat.
You have to say something.
I'm going to wear my wizard hat. Wear your wizard hat every Sunday and listen to Gamercast. I'm Adam.
Yeah, you are, aren't you?
And he was Paul. And I have my own robe. Get a robe, I got a robe. I have a Jedi robe.
Yeah, la-di-da.
I do.
I know you do, but who cares?
I can dress up as a Jedi, I have a massive big hood.
I can dress up as Darth Vader.
Now you have
on
my bed.
I did.
You sat on my bed wearing my Darth Vader helmet.
Saying help.
I can't breathe in this thing.
Dude, stop reading the chat room. You have to talk, okay? Don't
but
just leave
I
the show in silence.
I got a hole in my crotch of my robes. What the fuck? It makes me feel sexy sometimes.
Okay, let's just put the chat
unless
around
you've got
way.
A lightsaber, it's not the same. I've got a lightsaber. Yeah, let's close the show up and then talk to them afterwards. Right, so
we will see everyone next week on episode 67 plus
yeah.
one.
by then I would have played more Command & Conquer, so I'll have my review on Command & Conquer, how I feel about it, and in comparison with Supreme Commander.
Would be.
Yep.
Hopefully the Forza demo will be out.
So we'll have it for that. I think you're going to have to put the 360 up here so we can have a play.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll see you guys next week.